This is the Sue Freeze Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
It's not a big deal. Let it wash all the bugs off my windshield. Cause you're showing me that in you I'm free. And you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. And ooh, there's something about the way your sun shines on my face. It's a love so true I can never get enough of you. This feeling can't be wrong. I'm about to get my worship on. Take me away. It's a beautiful day.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
And it is a beautiful, beautiful day. You know, we're getting so close to Christmas. Are you ready? I'm not. I am so not. I buy presents all year long. I don't know about you, but I buy gifts all year long. I look for the sales. I do. I admit it. That's a good thing, being good stewards with our money. And so I have this closet and I have these gifts, and now I have to go through and I have to figure out name list and then gift list and just figure out who's going to get what. And I'm always short one or two gifts, and then I have to go out and fight the rush. So I don't know where you're at in all of that, but you know what? It should not be a stressful time. This should be a season to remember those that you love and to understand that they want you more than they want your gifts. They want time with you. They want your words. They want your hugs. They want your love. So if you don't have the money to give a gift, how about just giving of your time? How about giving them a coupon saying, this is good for, you know, an hour, or this is good for a foot rub, or this is good for, you know, I'm going to help you clean out the garage, or whatever. You know, you can be really creative, and your time is worth a lot. It really is. And we kind of discount time sometimes, but we shouldn't do that. And we don't have much time before Christmas. So not to get you any stressed out or anything, but, you know, get on that list, okay, and get those things done so that you can move right along and spend time with those that you love and let them know just how you feel, okay? So you're listening to the Sue Freeze Show. And, you know, I really, 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 my heart is that I really want you to share this show with other people. Because the only way the word's going to get out about this show is by you sharing it. And that's the best way, right? If you like something, you share it with other people. And no matter where someone is, they can listen in to the show. How do they do that? They go to Sue Freeze, spelt like fries, oneword.com. And when they do that, it's really easy. You can click on podcasts. There's 4.5 years of podcasts. So you can go there. And now I am now on iTunes, podcast iTunes Sue Freeze Show, and also iHeart. You can get these podcasts. And the beautiful thing about that is that, you know, if you hear something that you really like and you know somebody and you love somebody and you feel that something you're hearing is something somebody else needs to hear, then, you know what, you can share it just by letting them know about the show. So please do that. Would you do that for me? And also, if you go to Sue Freeze, spelled like fries, oneword.com, you can connect with me, and I'm hoping that you do that. If you are a business owner and you want to advertise, you can do that too. If you feel like you have a story that you feel other people would, it would help and encourage and inspire other people, get in contact with me, would you? And let's talk, okay? So today, I have a young lady. She's a beautiful young lady that I met exactly a year ago. She reminded me that I met her a year ago at a Christmas party with a mutual friend, somebody that she's known for a long time, and it's a new friend for me that's in my Convene group, which is a biblically principled entrepreneur group, and I've been involved in it a long time. And the beauty of that is that we get to be really transparent and vulnerable in areas in which, you know, as leaders, we have trouble sometimes. Talking about the issues at the level we're at, it's difficult sometimes. So I met this young lady at Anthony's party, and she said she was a singer, and I was getting to know her, and my daughter was there, Tiana, and Tiana and her talked a little bit, and she told me that she actually went and celebrated my daughter's birthday last year, which was really cool to hear. Not last year, this year. And so it's neat that they connected like that, because I didn't even know that. So it's taken us an entire year to get her on the show with me. But, you know, timing is everything, isn't it? And it's not our time, is it? It's God's timing. And so it's the right time for her to be on the show right now. And she's a little nervous. So I'm hoping you're going to welcome her in and let her tell a little bit about her story. And before she gets on, I just want to say that I had asked her, I said, you know, what's the main goal for you to be on the show? And I'm going to let her tell you what that is. So without any further ado, I'm going to give you a little bio of this young lady that I have sitting here with me, who's got her black leather pants on and her leopard shoes. She's just adorable. What can I say? And her name is Jacqueline Hodis. I want to say it right, because it doesn't pronounce just like mine doesn't the way it's spelled. So Jacqueline Hodis is a 2011 graduate from Youngstown State University, which Youngstown, I have family in Youngstown, Ohio, so we kind of connected on that too. Her most current accomplishment has been moving to Los Angeles to further her dream in the music industry. She has previously recorded a 6-song demo with Old Publishing at Curb Studios in Nashville, Tennessee, which my sister's husband is from Nashville, Tennessee, and they're talking about moving back there, and they're trying to get me to go too. I don't know about that, but they said I would love it there because everybody's in cowboy boots and country music, and oh my goodness. And you can buy quite the house over there. It's a lot less expensive. That's what I've been seeing. She's currently writing and preparing to record her sophomore EP. Jacqueline was the Oh Holy Night soloist on the Kids for Kids Handel's Ice Cream Christmas CD, which sold several thousand copies to help Todd Children's Hospital. In 2005, she recorded her own Christmas album entitled Merry Christmas with Love, Jacqueline, produced by 5-time Grammy winner for engineering Gary Ramey from Peppermint Productions. Since the age of 11, Jacqueline has been performing publicly, which includes singing the national anthem for YSU girls basketball team, Cleveland Cavaliers, Scrappers, Phantom Hockey, Youngstown Symphony. Oh my goodness, and the list goes on and on. She works as a solo performer for private parties. So if you're open for a soloist, New Year's Eve parties, weddings, and area restaurants, wineries. Wow, I got to remember that. Maybe you need to too. But you know what? She's got a song prepared for us. So we'll have to hear her sing to see if we really want her in there. But I have a feeling you're going to want her. So welcome, Jacqueline.
Thank you so much, Sue. Thank you so much for having me on this show. I'm just very excited about it.
Yes, I can tell you're excited about this. So I asked you before we came on the air, which I always do, I'll say, what is the main purpose? Because in life, we have to be focused, don't we? Because we don't know how many days we have. And everybody thinks we have endless days, but we don't. We all know that the end will come. So we have to be focused and we have to be focus is the best word. We have to be focused on what it is we're trying to accomplish each and every day. We have to make every day count. So with that in mind, what is the purpose for Jacqueline to be on the Sue Free Show?
I think my purpose today, like we had stated, I have such a heart for the younger female generation, just finding security and who you are as a person and not having influences, whether it be boyfriends, substance abuse, career, family, friends, just not defining you as a person and you finding definition in yourself and in with God and your relationship with Christ. And I know for me, I had gone through a time where I had to kind of rediscover that. And, you know, I was brought up a Christian my whole life in the church, and God takes us through, you know, all kind of situations where we learn and grow and we realize, you know what? I'm not perfect. Okay. Yeah, I need God in my life. Okay. And God just transforms you. He builds character. And coming back to the goal of the show, I just hope that women of all ages can just find security in Christ and who they are and to be confident in that.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about how you discovered or rediscovered this, what's happened personally. Share a little bit about, you said that, you know, you went through a time. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. Well, after college, I'm from Youngstown, Ohio, and I decided that, you know what, I need to move. I've always wanted to first end up in LA, but my first connections were in Nashville, Tennessee, and I had done some recording there and written down there. So, you know, it was closer to home. It was only 8 hours away, so I decided to move down there first. And I was alone. I didn't have friends. I didn't have family. And, you know, I ended up working for Chick-fil-A. I had been with the company for a while, and such an awesome, awesome company. I had a great boss, and to this day, we're still in contact, just teaching me about life and people. And I didn't have money. I mean, I had maybe like $2,000 saved up. My school loans were going to start up, and I just knew in my heart, in my heart that God always provides financially. I mean, I cannot even tell you the numerous times I thought, okay, I have nothing in my bank account. God, you know, I'm trusting, I'm having faith in you, and it's there. You know, that goes with tithing. You know, if you're consistent with that, I feel like God truly blesses you and just always provides. So anyways, going back to where I kind of learned to really find security in God and in myself was I was dating this guy, and he was very, very sweet, and we got along great. We worked together, and not something I suggest maybe to the younger girls. Don't date people you work with. But
good advice.
A long story short is that what I was losing was myself. I was losing myself in this relationship, not that he was a bad person, not that he was bringing me down, not that he was abusive. I just was losing my focus. And I think that I had struggled with that in the past, is finding my security and my happiness in a significant other. And I think a lot of times girls do struggle with that. When you're in love and, you know, you trust somebody and you just want to spend all your time with them, you lose sight of what you're called to do as a person, and you lose sight of who you are as a person. So we ended up breaking up just shy of a year, and it was definitely a God thing. And I can say this, probably like 4 months into the relationship, I kind of knew, okay, this is not going to go any further. But, you know, I think too, as women, we just want to like hold on, and we don't want to hurt anybody, or, you know, just we just want to keep going and stuff. And my encouragement to girls is, if the Lord is just tugging at your heart or tugging at your stomach and your gut, and the Holy Spirit is just like pulling you and just kind of shutting some doors, just do it. Just break it off, move on. God's got your back. So
that's really good advice. And it's not just young girls. That's any woman. You can only talk to younger because you're not older. But I know women, you know, in their 50s and 60s, and the same thing applies. So it's not just younger girls. It's any age. You are listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. And for those San Diegans, thank you so much for tuning in. And all the way up the coast, it's so exciting that we're syndicated now. We go all up and down the coast. And like I said, if you can't get us on the radio, you can stream it on your computer, or you can go to SueFreeze.com and check it out there. So please share this show with other people. This is really good stuff, don't you think? I think it's wonderful stuff, and this is really helpful. So what were the indicators? Can you, when you were with this man and 4 months in, you kind of felt like, you know, there was some tugging going on. There was something just not right. You knew it wasn't going to go any further, really.
Yeah.
And you hang in there, right? So what was it? What were some of the things that...
Well, he was traveling a lot, and I wasn't, I kind of, you know, I'm not good at long distance. I'm just going to be real with you. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. You know... Everyone has their standards. Everyone has what they expect out of their relationship with Christ, their expectations, whether it's reading the Bible, going to church, hanging out with Christian friends. And I just don't think that we were on the same page with a few things, which is fine. That is absolutely mm-hmm. fine. It just wasn't the perfect match.
And the direction in which you believed the Lord has created you to go in.
Exactly.
Right? So yes. You have to stay true to what God has created you to do. And so if there's something tugging you a different direction, you're going, okay, well, this is not the focus that God has for me.
Yeah.
And I have to stay on that path. Because we can stray really easily. We can get strayed.
Exactly.
Easily. Yes. So that's really good. Really good.
Yeah. And
it takes courage, too, to break things off.
It does. I mean, he initially ended the whole thing, and it took me probably just a year of healing and healing my heart up. And I was telling you earlier, that was the time that, you know, I was completely alone, and I just kind of had to shut everything off at work. And that's when God truly, truly characterized me, changed me from the inside out. And that is... just, I don't know, it was such a cool, cool time, because, like, you know, I'm traveling cross country now to LA, and it's like every time I get in my car and it's like, okay, God, it's me and you. Anytime I have an audition, it's me and you. And that got developed just through that time of God healing me and speaking to my heart and just talking to me and saying, it's okay, I'm here for you. And ever since, you know, that whole thing, God has truly been there for me. I've gotten to witness to other people. I can meet people where they are just through the experiences that I've gone through. And God's just blessed me. He's good, and he's always good. So I'm just really thankful.
So there's some young ladies, maybe not so young ladies, that are listening right now. And let's say that they're going through a trying time. They're going through a really trying time. What would you say to them?
That's a really good question. I think we all go through trying times, whether it's relationship, family, jobs, personal, self-esteem, all kind of things. And I think my best advice would always be, find who you are, be proud of who you are, and just give all the glory to God, because God made us. I mean, we should already be thankful for that. And don't compare. That's like the worst thing ever. I'm guilty of it. But, you know, everyone's an individual and we all have stuff. I've learned that. Everyone has baggage, okay? No one's perfect. I've learned that. So, yeah, you know, we're just people. We mess up. We're messy. But we have forgiveness. We have a God who loves us unconditional. And, you know, we have people around us that are Christians that uplift us and help us live life through this time. So that would be my best advice.
That's very good advice. That's really good advice. So you're a singer. That's one of the things that God created you to do.
I am.
Right?
Yes, ma'am.
And so you have to stay on that path. And that's not an easy path. It's not an easy path.
No.
And I just last night experienced an amazing concert, Christmas concert, that the Fish put on. It was at a church, and it was the most amazing thing. And I was VIP because I had a booth.
Jealous,
and it was so wonderful. And, you know, I was there by myself, and then my sister showed up, and she brought her kids. But I was thinking to myself that, you know, gosh, I wish I could have brought everybody I knew to this concert. I sat in the second row, and it was a worship time, and my hands were up in the air, and tears were flowing. And it was the most amazing time, and it was time alone I was having with the Lord, even though the room was full of people. But it was alone time, and it was worship time, and it was like God was talking to me, and it was wonderful. And I just, through music, the Lord moves. The Holy Spirit just moves through music. I know so many people that'll come to church late, mostly men. I must admit it's mostly men that say, okay, I'll come after all the singing's done. You know, have you ever heard that? You know, I hear that. It's like, oh, I'll come after all the singing. I'm like, are you kidding? That's one of the best parts, because it prepares your heart, prepares your spirit to receive whatever the Lord has for you. And it's getting you in the frame of mind and the heart stage that allows everything to happen. So music is an amazing method of getting your heart right and getting your heart to welcome in. And so to be a singer, I would love to be a singer. I'm a dancer, but I would love to be a singer. And I tried it, but believe me, there are so many better people out there than me. But I sound really great in the shower. I do. And in my car, I'm all right. How about you? Anyway, so you said you were going to share a song with us, and we're gonna wait until after the break, and we'll play that song that you prepared for us, which okay. I'm excited about.
Yes.
So how did the singing thing, how did that all happen? At a very young age, you said?
Before I tell you about the song in a minute. First off, my preschool teacher, when I was about 3 or 4, went up to my mom and said, you know, your daughter's musical. And of course, you know, every parent's, well, my mom, she's like a tough Italian woman. So she's like, okay, you know, all right, whatever. And so she was like, you know, okay. So a couple years later, my grandpa ended up having cancer. And through his death, what my mom would do, she was extremely, extremely close. And my grandpa, although I didn't have very many years with him, he was the only musical person in our family, played the saxophone. So
my favorite.
Yes, he's just very talented. But through that time, my mom would videotape my brother and I singing to Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men. And she would just videotape. The tapes are hilarious. And just through there, I always said, you know, my mom would tell me, you know, Mom, I just want to do a demo. Like, I want to do like a 6-song this. And just get in the studio and record. So ever since I was 11, I've been singing publicly and had voice lessons and studied in college and have had numerous opportunities. And like you said, it is an extremely, extremely competitive and tough business. But I was interviewed by Beauty I Am with Ashton Roark lately, and I had quoted, you know, it's almost like it chose me. I didn't necessarily choose this career and path because it is very hard, but it chooses you inside, and it's like you can't stop. You just have to keep going. So it's I love it.
So you've been singing since what age?
Probably, well, publicly and professionally, 11.
Right.
So
right.
I just can't get enough of it. I need more of it, actually.
Right. So. And that's what you want to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Full time. That is the goal and the dream. So
what inspires you to sing?
People. People inspire me. Growing up, I grew up on soul, Etta James, you know, and Michael Jackson and Mariah Carey and Celine and Whitney. You know, growing up,
my favorites.
I would listen to them all the time. And they were the ones who inspired me and just wrote about real life and love and hardship and controversies, and that's what inspires me. People that are struggling, it's, you know, they tell me a story, and it's inspiration.
So do you write?
I do.
Okay. And are all your songs biblical?
No, they are not.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some are, some aren't. And I do some worship, but I am trying to go mainstream. So hoping to have like a underlining message behind mm-hmm. them that will appeal to the mass audience. So
when you write, you said, what inspires you? Like life? Or what is inspiring you to write?
For an example, the song that I'm doing, it's called Forgiveness.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. And I have a couple friends that have struggled and are struggling with substance abuse.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to witness that firsthand before. And it's very, very hard to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've seen a lot of people really beat themselves up over a guy and over situations or making a stupid mistake, whatever it may be. And this song, Forgiveness, is about just forgiving yourself, you know, and that God loves you and God has mercy and you're beautiful no matter what they say, you know, like the Christina Aguilera song, you know.
Yes, love that
song. But it's positive, it's an encouragement, and I'm excited for you guys to listen.
Yeah, we'll do that right after the break. So forgiveness. Forgiveness is an amazing thing because it says in the Bible that, you know, in the measure in which you forgive, you too shall be forgiven. And I find, even personally with me, and I've mentioned this in other shows, is that I really had a lie from the devil going on to where I felt unworthy because of decisions that I had made before. And so I had this feeling of I didn't deserve God's love. I didn't deserve what God had created me for because I made some really bad choices. And so it caused me to not really allow myself to receive what God had for me because I did not forgive the people that transgressed against me, but also the decisions that I'd personally done that I felt like I was just unworthy. And so that's a lie from the devil. And if that's you, I'm just going to let you know that, you know, God is full of grace and God is full of mercy and it is there for you. And we will be back with more of the Sue Free Show right after this brief, brief break.
Hi, Sue Freeze, the termite lady here. It's been my privilege to serve my community for 32 years as owner of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Family is one of the most important things in my life, so you can imagine my panic when my little boy, Tyson, stopped breathing for the first time when he was 2 years old. It was the most terrifying thing I'd ever experienced. In an instant, Tyson had become a statistic. 1 in 8 children in California who suffers from life-threatening asthma. Those of you who listen to my radio show understand that I'm not a victim. I'm a mover, I'm a doer, and I'm a believer. And so I did what I had to do. I set out to find out why Tyson was suffering those horrific asthma attacks, and the journey was powerful and illuminating. I learned so much about how asthma attacks can be prevented, how you can make your home a healthier, happier environment, and how you can emerge from challenging situations like this even stronger and more powerful than you ever could imagine. I've shared my family's story in my new book, Learning to Breathe, available now on my website, www.suefreespelledlikefries.com. If you or someone you love suffers from asthma, this is a book you must read. Please order your copy today. And for more information about effective alternatives to traditional pest control, please call us at Ecola 800-332-2847. We'd love to help you take care of your home and your family too. Learning to Breathe, available now at SueFreeze.com.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun, that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals. Microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So call Ecola at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS. You're listening to The Sue Free Show.
Thank you so much, Ecola. Termite and Pest Management Services for allowing us to be on this show. If you want to advertise on this show, connect with me on the SueFreeze.com site, and we'll be happy to work something out with you, okay? And we do go from San Diego all the way up to San Luis Obispo on Christian and secular stations. So I want you to know that. So if you are a business and you are only in a certain area, that's okay. We can help you with that. And I'd love to have the opportunity to talk to you about advertising and marketing on the Sue Free Show. So I hope you're going to share this show with some other people, because you never know. It could be helpful. I'm thinking it will be. So right before the break, we talked about a song that Jacqueline wrote.
My friend Jen Bostick, actually, and myself, we co-wrote it together. So.
Awesome. That's good. You always have to say that, right? You give credit where credit
Absolutely.
Is due. Yes?
She's extremely talented. So.
Yes. And I just listened to it before we came back, and I teared up, because forgiveness is such a big deal. It's like we don't realize it. We don't realize how we can be a prisoner, you know, and we think that we're hurting somebody else when we don't forgive them. And it's like, you know, it's something we own. But all it's doing is eating us up inside. And so it's really important for your own good. Forget the other person. Okay, they might not even know they hurt you, or how deep and how wide they hurt you. But you know what? You need to forgive that person, not for their benefit, but for yours. And so I'm just telling you firsthand that it really is a really important thing for you to take the time to actually call it out, write it out, do what you have to do, rip up the paper, burn the paper, whatever you have to do to get relief of it. But you need to do this. It's a process. It's something you need to do. But the decision to forgive comes first. You make the decision to forgive, and then your heart and your soul and all those things, it all works out. But you have to make that decision first. You just have to do it, okay? Whatever you have to do. And you know what? It says in the Bible that if somebody's done you wrong, it's really important that you can, if at all possible, see, like people that have done me wrong, they're not even here anymore. So therefore, I can't take care of it with them. But I still can take care of it with my Heavenly Father and with myself. So if there is somebody alive that has done you wrong, and it's a safe place for you to go, and you want to, you want to work this out and have an understanding, go to the person, make it a safe environment. Go to the person and talk it out, work it out. Then it's up to them what they do with it, right? You have done your part. You have gone there. You have exposed what the issues are. Even in the workplace, if there's somebody that is offending you or whatnot at work, I tell people this all the time at my office with my company, 68 employees. And one of the things I say when I interview is, if somebody upsets you, if somebody does something wrong, go to that person. Don't go to anybody else, because then it's gossip. Go to the person that did something that affected you. Let them know that they did it. Then it's up to them what they do with it. But at least you've done that. If it doesn't get better, then obviously you have to go up the ladder. But I tell that to every single person, because that's biblical. That's what we do. So if there is somebody, just do it. Okay, I'm encouraging you to do it. And now's the best time. You know why? It's the end of the year. Get that done so you can start a clean slate for the next year. We're going into a new year. Make it the best year. Make it the best year you can. And so with that, if you need to forgive somebody, or even more importantly, if you need to forgive yourself. You know, there was a time where I just felt totally unworthy. I felt like, you know what? God, how could God love me? How could he love me? After all the things I've done, how could he love me? And it took a really wonderful person to come alongside me and walk me through the process. And you know what? I was washed clean, white as snow, and so can you. And I want that for you, and I know the Lord wants that for you too. He doesn't want you to be held in bondage. He doesn't. He wants you to be freed from that. He died on the cross for that. So he wants you to be free so you can experience everything he has created. And you know, he died for you. Even if you were the only person on the earth, he died for you. This wasn't part of my plan for today, but I think you need to hear it. So understand he died for you, and that you are worthy, and you are special, and you are his child. And own that, live in it, and understand that it's a wonderful place to be. So forgive yourself, okay? If you need to do that, forgive yourself. So we're going to listen to this song, and I hope that was a good lead-in to the song.
Absolutely.
And it's a beautiful song, and you did a marvelous job, I'm just saying, up front. Okay, let's just listen to this song. Are you ready? Let's go.
You were there all alone, running scared, running anywhere, anywhere but home. see the tears on your face, not the more I can say. We've already been here before. Don't look back, he's now waiting over your shoulder. Don't fall down, get up and swear that it's over. Little girl, little one, so sure the search was done. Broken dreams, broken pride, leaves you empty inside. Lord have mercy, Lord have grace. Let forgiveness have its place now. Forgiveness, forgiveness now. You take a pill, take a hit, take a drink, taking anything that'll make you feel numb. Standing here by your side, knowing you're still alive, but it feels like you're already gone. Don't look back, the feeling won't last forever. Don't fall down, it's gonna get better. Little girl, little one, so sure the search was done. Broken dreams, broken pride, leaves you empty inside. Lord have mercy, Lord have grace. Let forgiveness have its place now. Forgiveness, forgiveness now. You're stronger than you think you are. Deep down I know you're a fighter. I've been trying to make you see that you're beautiful, so beautiful. You're stronger than you think you are. Deep down I know you're a fighter. I've been trying to make you see that you're beautiful, so beautiful. Little girl, little one, so sure the search was done. Broken dreams, broken pride, leaves you empty inside. Lord have mercy, Lord have grace. Let forgiveness have its place now. Forgiveness, forgiveness now. Forgiveness, forgiveness now. Forgiveness, forgiveness now.
Was that the most amazing song on forgiveness? So you're listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. And that was Jacqueline Hodes, who was singing about forgiveness. And I don't know about you, but it caused tears in my eyes. And it's just beautiful. And I loved the breaks and the ups and the downs. And it just kind of moves you emotionally. And I think it's a wonderful, wonderful song.
Thank
so
you.
Thank you for sharing that with us. That's awesome. So, you know, you share this with other people, you can share the song too, which is really great, right?
Yes.
Right.
Absolutely.
So we already asked this, but I'm going to ask it again. What is advice that you would give young girls that are trying to find themselves?
I think, like I said, you know, you need to find yourself, be confident, and be confident in God. And I actually was talking to a friend of mine. And she's 22 now. She's also a singer-songwriter, but she's a country singer-songwriter. And she said, Jacqueline, I don't understand. Like, what do you mean? Like, what does it mean to, like, find yourself in God? And I don't know that I ever really understood that until I went through my last breakup. And I think when you find yourself in God, you are stripped down to nothing. That means emotionally, physically, you know, no family or friends around. You literally, I just remember being in my room by myself, and I was surrounded by four walls, ready to go crazy, and all I had was God. That was it. And when you have that, and when you have only God to rely on, and you cannot be in control of anything, and I think that's maybe an issue with girls sometimes. We like to be in control, or maybe just people. We like to be in control of our job and our situations and our everyday life. But once you let go and let God, I feel like that's when you truly find yourself in God. And the Holy Spirit just brings peace. And I don't know. It's just, it's really, really awesome. Because a lot of times in this industry, too, that I have found is I get frustrated a lot. And I get, you know, there's tons of competition, and you know, deadlines and stuff. So you get really down on yourself. And in this industry, I can speak for everybody, it is definitely a roller coaster. There are highs and there are lows. And I think that I always have to tell myself and remind myself is that, number one, God's in control. Number two, whatever happens, it happens for a reason, and to be okay with that. You know, sometimes things get canceled on me and I have to sit and say, okay, that was not my decision. It happened for a reason. God, you're in control. You know better than I do. So I'm going to go with it. And right. That's all comes with faith too. So I don't know. God's been good. So
yeah, it's not having the control. You know, you don't have the control. You do your part and then you have to just wait on the Lord.
Waiting on the Lord, absolutely.
Right. And, you know, I refer to this book quite often, and I'm always amazed, and I say that every single time, because I don't open the book up for the date that I'm on until I get to the studio. And Katie, the producer of the show, will attest to this, is that I don't look at it. And I'm like, okay, what's today? I don't even know what the date is when I walk in. You know, it's like, okay, what's the date? So I get the date open, and I go, oh, my goodness. It's like God just knows. And how could he know? This book was written, I don't know how long ago, but it's just so suitable for today. And, you know, he must have known you were going to be on this show today. So listen to what this says. Are you ready?
Let's hear it.
And this is Jesus Calling, Enjoying Peace in His Presence by Sarah Young. And listen to this. Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Be willing to go out on a limb with me. If that is where I am leading you, it is the safest place to be. Your desire to live a risk-free life is a form of unbelief. Mm-hmm. Your longing to live close to me is at odds with your attempts to minimize risk. You are approaching a crossroads in your journey. In order to follow me wholeheartedly, you must relinquish your tendency to play it safe. Wow, right? Let me lead you step by step through this day. If your primary focus is on me, focus. See the word focus? What did I start with? I talked about focus, didn't I?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? I'm amazed by God every single day.
That's,
you know,
crazy.
Just on and on. Okay, focus is on me. You can walk along paths without being afraid. Eventually, you will learn to relax and enjoy the adventure of our journey together. That's what I've learned. It's taken me 50-something years, but I'm learning that life is a journey, and we have to enjoy
Absolutely.
The journey. It's not always getting to the destination. It's not the destination. It's getting to the destination, and I've had to learn that. It's taken a long time. As long as you stay close to me, my sovereign presence protects you wherever you go. And here's some scriptures that back this up. This one everybody knows, I think. Psalm 23:4, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff. They comfort me. Psalm 9:10, those who know your name will trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. John 12:26, whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me. You also had a scripture that you wanted to share.
Yeah, I have two. One of them is just an encouragement for those who are kind of on their own and feel alone with no one or nothing to comfort them. This is Hebrews 13:6, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. And that kind of goes back to, you know, how people sometimes define themselves and other things or people or situations. And that's just an encouragement that God is the helper, and God's your peace. And the second one here, I know everyone knows this one, but it is so, so, so true that, you know, if God had asked me right now to stop doing music and just become a teacher, then I would just be like, okay. Because I would find comfort, I would find peace, and I would find my calling in that. So this is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And that just, it's so encouraging. I always like kind of talk to my friends because I'm like, everyone's getting married, everyone's having babies, everyone's got their careers, and that's where I go to comparing myself, which is a bad thing. But, you know, God knows me, he knows my path, and I have to find peace and security in that, and that's what calms me down a little bit, so.
You're listening to the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. And we are talking to Jacqueline Hodes, who is a singer and so much more than that. That's something that God has created her to do. And she's gone through a lot of things, and she's not that old. So she's just sharing her heart with us, and I'm really appreciating that. So, Jacqueline, what is your future plans? I know the Lord's in control, and whatever He wants you to do, you will do. But, you know, from your brain and your heart, what are your plans?
My future plans, there's a lot of them. I am working on a new CD. It's like a 6-song demo and electronic press kit. And I'm writing songs just about life and about my experiences the past couple years. My first experience writing and recording was kind of a learning one for me. I learned a lot about myself and about the industry. And I wanted to take a couple years and really get to know who I am and find myself. I mean, I think we always are learning about ourselves till the day we die. And I just, I moved to Nashville, now I'm in LA, and people think that's a big thing, but I'm like, I'm a go-getter. So I want to do a new album, and I'm really excited. I want it to, it's going to be out hopefully in 2015, so I'm really excited about it. And I just want to work with one day, maybe do open up a music school. So that's like a really long-term dream of mine. But yeah, so.
A music school.
A music school, yeah. And I have such a heart for young women, and in that adolescence age that can be kind of tricky. So if I could be of any influence or be an ear, I would just love to, and I do encourage younger women that are going through different things.
From age to age, what
age to age?
What
actually.
Age do you like? I mean, what if you know, if you could choose an age, what age, you know, section would it be?
I think probably middle, like eighth grade, and then probably out of high school, because when girls are seventh and eighth grade, they think that high school is everything, mm-hmm. and it's not. And they think that popularity is everything, and it's not. I mean, I was definitely, I knew everyone. I was involved in the high school plays, but I was friends with everyone. So I was never in that crowd. And, you know, looking back, I mean, everyone talks to everyone. So what was the point of, you know, cliques or whatever? So my advice to them is just be you. Don't pretend to be anybody else. Be you. And then after high school, be you. Just find out what you want to do in life and just do it. I know that a lot of people, and I was kind of ignorant to this, don't have family support. Because my parents have 100% always been involved financially, emotionally, been to every show. My mom is like my number one fan. But I've just been so blessed, and I know that a lot of people aren't. But for those who aren't blessed with that kind of support, go for it, because you can make a difference no matter what situation you come out of.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. When we were waiting to get to the studio, your mom called.
Did
said, Mom, I have to call you back. I heard you on the phone.
Oh, my mom.
Yeah,
I thought
mom.
She called you. I'm like, what?
Well, I'd like to have a talk with her. She did a good job. You know, it's great. It's great. You know, moms have a very important role.
She was
they really
very
do.
Excited.
Yeah. She goes.
It
yeah.
kills her that she can't come to my shows here. And
oh, because she's back where?
Because she's in Ohio.
Oh,
so I'm yeah. like, Mom, I have a show tonight. Why can't I just fly out there? So,
aww.
You know, one day.
Yes. Yes. Day. But, you know, she can hear this. You know,
she
it's going to, yeah, she can hear it. So you make sure she hears
she
it.
She will. Trust me.
Yeah. So Sue Free, spell like fries, oneword.com. Go on there and you can scroll through 4.5 years of podcasts. So if there is a subject matter, if there's a ministry, if there's a person you know that you'd like to hear more about, if, you know, any of those things, you can just click on it and listen, which is a really, really great thing. We didn't used to have that, so it's really an awesome thing to be able to do. So who are some of your favorite artists? I know you mentioned some of them, and I knew every single one of them. So,
I think as I get older, and especially moving to LA, my my genres have expanded. Like, I've been influenced by some rock out here and some alternative and blues. And I truly love it all. I don't know. Like I said before, I mean, I grew up listening to Whitney, and Christina Aguilera had an influence on me. I love, like, so many producers. Linda Perry, I'm a huge fan of. She wrote Beautiful for Christina, as well as a bunch of other songs, but I would love to work with her one day. She's amazing. And
maybe she'll be listening to my show and she'll hear that.
I hope so.
It's amazing how things happen, you know? Seriously.
I love her. So, yeah, I don't know. I truly am just learning so much still about music, and I appreciate every single genre. So I'm blessed to be in a town where I can go down the street for a blues show and hear Mark Brassard, who's fantastic. And I'm a huge fan of Sarah Bareilles and current pop music. So, but yeah, I don't know.
How about Christian artists? Who's your favorite? Or maybe we shouldn't say favorite, but who are some of your favorites?
You know, Christian artists. I grew up listening mostly to worship music.
Yes.
I love Hillsong, Carrie Jobe, Jesus Culture. And then, you know, growing up, I would listen to Point of Grace.
Love Point of Grace. So,
but I actually, my friend used to do background for Jackie Velasquez.
And oh, I love her.
Yeah, I got to meet her several times in Nashville at Chick-fil-A, and she's very, very kind, but I actually just emailed her the other day saying if she was ever in town that, you know, I'm here as a vocalist if she needs it. But she's awesome.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah,
that's really,
really
great.
Cool.
Yeah. So she's awesome.
Yes.
So we have 1 minute left. So here you are on, you know, a very large radio station and you're reaching people from all ages. I have elderly women who have lost their husband of 60 years. Mm-hmm. I have girls 13, 14, 15 years old. I have mothers that don't have a place to live right now, and they've got daughters that they're trying to provide for, and they're just wondering where they're going to get the rent money to be able to provide for. We have men that are suffering with suicidal tendencies. We've got all kinds of things. So what would you say, with 30 seconds left, what would you say to these people and anybody else that's listening? What would you say to them?
I would say that God loves you. There's people out there that love you, and it doesn't hurt to reach out and just to keep moving forward as best as you can, because everyone has a story and we're all willing to share it with each other.
That's really good. And you've been really transparent and vulnerable today, and I just thank you so much for coming on board.
I'd love for you to
come back again.
I'd love it.
Yes.
Thank you.
And really enjoyed your song. So listen, it's Christmas season. Be a blessing to someone each and every day, and just spread your love to those that you love, and maybe somebody that just you can see needs some attention and some love. Okay? God bless you, and have a great, great day.
You've been listening to The Sue Freeze Show, sponsored by Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way, and their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS. No more creepy crawly critters like ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, rats, and other pests. Call them at 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS.